Amen. Good to be here this morning. I enjoyed Sunday school. I hope you did. Amen. And turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 10 this morning. Romans chapter number 10. Thank you, Brother Fogg, for having me to come over. I've enjoyed it. It's a little tough preaching, smelling that food back there. Amen. And but I've got church members. I think they can smell it for miles away. Amen. After a while, they start looking at their watch, and that just, you know, I said, what does that do, preacher? That makes me just preach longer. Amen.
Amen.
No, I'm teasing, and but it's been a real blessing to be here. Enjoyed that special young people. Boy, they looked sharp, didn't they? Amen. And Christ-like.
Amen.
Honors God. Amen. You don't see much of that today in this world. Amen. And so that's really a blessing. Well, our subject is missions. Amen. And so I want you to look in Romans chapter 10. We're going to hear from one of the greatest missionaries that ever lived, and that was the Apostle Paul. Amen. And so Romans chapter 10, and I want you to look at verse number 1. We'll start there this morning. And I had one water I set up here, brother. I'd already drank some of it. That's all. I just used this one. Okay, water's pretty cheap. Amen. I've been having trouble with my voice a little bit. I've been sick for the last couple of weeks. I can't get rid of whatever I got. Amen. But anyway, but I hadn't stopped. I've been keeping on going. So, Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. See that? For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, as you believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Hallelujah. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Father, I pray this morning you'd bless the message. I want to be a blessing to these folks. And God, as we look at your word, I pray, Lord, you'd encourage us. And we pray if there's any in our midst that's not saved today, Lord, you convict them of their lost condition that they might be saved. And then, God, help us to love you and to follow you and serve you as we should. And God, I pray you'd use this time for your honor and your glory. And we'll give thee all the praise and the glory and the thanks for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to know, first of all, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Nobody can have a mission emphasis unless they have the right desire in thy heart. The Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Our heart can get hard. Our heart can get cold. We can have a selfish heart. Amen. But you know what? We need a heart that's after God. Amen. You know, when God chose King David, he said, I'm looking for somebody who's after my own heart. Amen. So what does that mean? That means you like and you love the things that God likes and loves. Amen. And God's looking for somebody interested in his program. Amen. So the Apostle Paul here, he said, listen, brethren, he said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, Paul was a Jew. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. And we know that he wanted the Israelites to be saved. He even put his life in jeopardy. Amen. When he went back to Jerusalem and he took a vow and there he was put in prison because he wanted his people to be saved. And I want to say this, the first mission field that we have is our own family.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters and moms and dads. That's our very first mission field. Amen. We got a missionary in our church, Brother Ernie. He's going to Mexico. His mom and dad are not saved. Amen. They're Roman Catholics and he's praying that they'll be saved. By the way, he should. Because you know what? Why would it profit him to go down there to Mexico and win all of those people down there than have his own mom and dad die and go to hell? Amen. So we need to be concerned, first of all, about those who are around us and in our own families. Amen. Amen. And you know what? I know it's hard sometimes, but you can win family members to the Lord. Amen. I had such a privilege. I got to lead my grandfather to the Lord. Amen. He was 78 years old when he got saved. Amen. And boy, I tell you what, that to me, that's exciting. Amen.
Amen.
Exciting. I led my great uncle. My granddad's brother was 85, we think, when he got saved. If you ask him how old he would always say, I'm 85. Amen. One of my favorite soul winning stories, and I wasn't going to tell it, but I'll tell it this morning because I love to hear it. Amen. And I was a young preacher. I'd just been preaching probably about a year, and my uncle was at my mother's house. Now, he had a good name, Daniel Boone Gilbert. Isn't that a good name? Amen. Daniel Boone. And anyway, he had been a cowboy all of his life, even been in prison at one time, and I didn't know that, but he had never been saved. I was outside one time, and my mama lives on 80 acres, and she's got her house is right in the middle, and I saw this car, this little Valiant, and some of you don't know what a Valiant is, but anyway, it was coming up the driveway. That's back in the early 70s, amen. And this Valiant was coming up the driveway, and it was a carload of false Jehovah Witnesses, amen. And they started to get out of the car, and before they got out of the car, I started preaching to them. Amen. And I didn't have much tact, but anyway, it worked. Amen. I said, hey, what about the blood of Jesus Christ? And boy, their eyes got about that big, you know, because I knew who they were. You know, they got the satchels and, you know, and everything. And I said, what about the blood of Jesus Christ? And Jesus is the Son of God. Well, they felt led to get back in their car and to go down the road. Hey, that was so funny, you know. But I turned around. And there was my great uncle with big tears coming down his cheek. And he said, I don't know.
Amen.
I don't know. And I said, Uncle Boone, I know.
Amen.
So I took him into the bedroom, got the Bible, went through the plan of salvation, and I never will forget. I wish everyone was like this. And I said, I'm going to lead him in prayer. He beat me to it. Brother Foggy, he got by that bed and he cried like a baby and he said, oh God, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner. He got saved.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we ought to win our family to the Lord. Amen. I remember my granddad, I led him to the Lord at his house, and then later, before he died, he was over to our church and I was preaching, and I had one of them hard sermons, you know, I was preaching against everything. Amen. And I got through and I went down and sat down beside him. He looked at me and said, I'll tell you one thing. I thought, uh-oh, Grandpa's mad. He said, I'm saved.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Amen.
Amen.
Hey, because when he died, I had hope. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to see Granddad again. Amen. Amen. I'm going to see him in heaven. Amen. So our first mission field ought to be to our own family.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, my heart's prayer and desire, notice here, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And then you know what? You should want everybody in Denton to be saved.
Amen.
Does everybody in Denton deserve to be saved? Absolutely not. Just like me and just like you. We did not deserve to be saved. But you know what? I don't want to see anybody, I don't care how wicked they are, die and go to a devil's hell. Hell's forever.
Amen.
Amen.
It is for absolutely forever. Amen. I don't believe, you know, I heard one guy, he was criticizing preachers for preaching on hell, and he said, well, he made hell hot. I don't think you can make hell hot enough.
That's
Amen.
Right.
I really don't believe. I don't believe you could ever describe it as terrible and as awful as it is. And by the way, that rich man is still there. He's still looking for a drop of water. Amen. He still wishes somebody could comfort him. Amen. But nobody can help him. Amen.
Nobody.
Because Abraham and Lazarus, they're done gone up to heaven. Amen. They're not in Abraham's bosom anymore. Amen. But there's a heart's desire in prayer. And then, none of that, but I want everybody in America to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I'm glad I live in America.
Amen.
Man, I'm glad I live in a place where serving God is free. Amen. We have freedom to serve God and to come to church. Amen.
Yes,
but by the way, that could slowly change. Amen. If the right people get in and if we don't stand up for our religious freedom. Amen. Amen. Boy, can I tell you, we need to pray about that. Our country needs revival. Notice he said, brethren, my heart's desire, but you know what? This is a missions conference. And not only do I want people in Mexico to be saved, I mean in America to be saved, I want people in Mexico to be saved.
Amen.
I want people in Papua New Guinea to be saved.
Amen.
I want people in Indonesia to be saved. And Europe and Germany and Brazil and New Zealand and Canada. Amen.
Yep.
Haiti, Dominican Republic.
Yes, sir.
All those places, Vanuatu, they need to be saved.
That's right. Amen.
How can I can't go to all those places. I probably won't go to any of them. I've been to Romania, I've been to Mexico, but that's the only foreign fields I've been to, except like the Navajo Nation, that's a foreign field, amen?
Sure is.
But you know what? I can give through missions.
Yep.
I can be involved in a program that can send somebody that's willing to go. And I thank God for people that's willing to go. Don't you take that lightly that somebody has answered the call of God and they're willing to follow God and do what God says and go to the mission field. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. And I wish in our church we could see it. We can take on every missionary that comes by. Amen. We can't do it. We can't support them all.
Amen.
We're trying. Amen. And this, we're going to have our mission conference next month. We're going to take on 3 new missionaries. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
And that'll put us up back to about 117 missionaries that we support.
Amen.
And I'm not saying that to brag. That's just that, boy, that's the least we can do. Amen.
Yes.
By the way, because you're not taking it with you.
That's right.
Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Amen.
You brought nothing in this world. You can take nothing out.
Right.
Amen. You're looking at a rich man right here.
Amen.
What do you mean, preacher? I said, now I don't have a lot of money in the bank. Hey, I don't live in a big fancy house. Amen. I do drive a new car. The church bought me. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, you're looking at a very, very rich man.
Amen.
Why? Because all these years I've supported missions.
Amen. Yep.
We've given our money. We could have used it on other things, me and Miss Horton. Our kids grew up. We went to Christian school. We helped to put them all through college. Amen. And that's why I don't have any money in that pocket. Amen. See that right there? Amen. But God's been good.
Amen. Yes, He is. Come on.
But when I die, I've got something better than
Amen.
Franklin Templeton or Scott Trade or whatever that people have today. Or 401k.
Yep.
Amen. I've got something better than
Amen.
That. I've got something laid up. And by the way, I believe this. Every cent you ever give to missions, God is going to match it.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. That's good.
You can't outgive the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about giving just kind of getting this big sum. I'm talking about the leadership of the Lord.
Yep.
I'm talking about God leading you to give. That's the way. You don't do it just independent. You pray, God, show me, God, what you want me to give. And then you follow the Lord and trust God in doing that. That's how faith promise works. Amen? And by the way, it'll build your faith.
Amen.
You'll say, wow, you'll see, look what God did. Amen? And you may not know, Lord, here's what you want me to promise. How am I going to do that? Well, you have to trust the Lord. Amen.
Right.
It's called faith. Promise. Amen. Now, notice this in chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God, to Israel, is that they might be saved, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Oh. One of the most populated countries in the world is India. And in India, there's places in India, they're starving to death.
Oh, yeah.
But they let the cows and the animals run through the streets, run through their shops, and they don't kill them and eat them. I like beef. Amen.
Yeah,
I like steak. Amen. Well, I like that. I like brisket. Amen. I like hamburger. I like Whataburger. Amen. You getting hungry yet? Amen. I like all of that. But you know what they think? They think that's one of their ancestors.
Yes, sir.
Even rats. Some of them will kill rats and monkeys because, hey, that might be Uncle Joe. Amen. You know, we laugh. Was that all the hope you got? Is that all the hope they got? Is it just thinking that when they come back, they're going to come back as an animal? And they believe in reincarnation? That, you know, maybe they'll come back as somebody else. I remember I talked to a guy, and he was raised in a Baptist church. He said, well, I'm starting to believe in reincarnation. I said, where did you get that, brother?
Come on.
There's no proof about that. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? A lot of people are so ignorant and they just haven't heard. You go down to Mexico, people will crawl on their knees to the basilica until their knees are bloody. And they think, boy, if I could just do this, God... That doesn't impress God bit.
Amen.
Because what impresses God is when you accept what His Son did, not what you do.
That's right.
Amen. In the Philippines, they crucify themselves. Can you imagine letting somebody nail you up to a cross and thinking and beating yourself on the back and bleeding and thinking, oh, God's going to see me and I'm something special. No, God's going to say, hey, you're crazy. God never told you to do that. Amen. Because there's only one Lamb of God. Amen. John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. But they're ignorant. Amen. They need. But you know what? The light can come on. Amen. They walk in darkness. Send the light, the gospel light.
Amen.
Let it shine from shore to shore. They need the light of the glorious gospel. Amen. In Indonesia, they need that light to come on. They say, hey, Jesus is the Son of God. He died for you. He'll save your soul forever. Come unto Him. Amen. They need the light.
Amen.
I remember when the light come on in my life.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what a blessed, wonderful day that was. Amen. For the light to come on. Paul's desire from the heart. Oh, God, give us a heart for mission work. Amen. We're going out to the Navajo reservation again. I can't wait. I love to go out there. Amen. And, cause they let me preach and we run our bus and we pick up those little Navajo kids. This last time we had over 45 people get saved on the Navajo. God's doing something in the Navajo reservation. Amen. And I'm glad that we have a part in it. Amen. By the way, it costs us an arm and a leg to go out there too. We take care of all the food and the buses and all that thing. And it's not easy. But hey, but we got it.
Yep.
And we need to be doing it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Paul's knowledge of their ignorance, and somebody needed to tell them about Jesus. Amen. There's so crazy stuff that people believe today. Even here in America. I remember visiting a guy, he said, you believe in people from outer space? I just said, no. I said, no, I don't, you know. But he did, and you know, and he said, maybe he's thinking his spaceship's gonna come and get him, amen. God help us, amen. What we need is the Word of God. What we need is God's Word. Now notice, thirdly here, Paul had the truth.
Yes, sir.
Now, you may think that a light thing, but you know what? If you had a cure for cancer, and somebody was laying in the hospital and they were dying of cancer, and there's plenty of them there, by the way, and you had a cure and you didn't take it to them, I wouldn't think very much of you. Amen, preacher.
Amen.
But there's something worse than dying with cancer. And that's dying without Jesus.
Amen, sir.
And you know what? We have multitudes around us. Even in Denton, they don't have a clue how to be saved. Some of you know, you witness, and you talk, do you know how to be saved? Well, I live a good life. I'm pretty good. That's not how you get there. You got to be born again by the Spirit of God. You got to trust Jesus as your Savior. There's a lot of people that are just ignorant. Amen. Right. And most of them think they got to work their way there. Not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost of God. How long do I have, brother? Okay, well, I don't want to go over. Amen. And but Paul had the knowledge of the truth. He knew about Jesus.
Amen.
Now, you don't have to be a Bible scholar to tell somebody about Jesus. You have to tell them you've been saved. Amen. And now, I think you ought to try to be a Bible scholar. And I believe this. You ought to spend your life learning God's Word.
Amen.
Sitting under your preacher, sitting under a teacher, studying your Bible, and learning the Word of God. And when you get older, kids, you ought to know this book. Amen. You ought to know what it teaches. You ought to know the doctrines. You ought to know why you're a Baptist.
Amen.
And believe, why we believe what we believe. Because it's thus saith the Lord. We have a knowledge of that truth. And you know, Paul got on down there and he said, you know what, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. And we know the plan of salvation, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yep.
Amen?
Yep.
By faith through grace, I mean, by grace are you saved, through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Paul, boy, I'm glad there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. And by the way, there's really no difference between the Greek and the Muslim.
Yep, that's right.
Boy, I don't like what the Muslim ISIS is doing. And I'm for, if they're fighting and they're killing people, I'm for bombing them out. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Bible teaches that. Amen. To protect us. Amen.
Yep.
But I'm also for giving them the gospel.
Amen.
I'm also for giving them the gospel. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because God loves them.
Yep.
Jesus died for them,
yep,
just like
right.
He died for you.
Amen.
Amen. By the way, we ought to pray for the Muslim people, that they'd turn their hearts toward God. Amen. Right now, they're enemies of Christ, but so were you before you got saved.
Right.
Amen. But you know what? We ought to pray for them that they would be saved. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to be doing that. Amen. Now, Paul had a knowledge of how mission work was supposed to be done. They needed a preacher.
Amen.
Look with me in verse 14. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? They have to hear. You know, thank God that some people get saved by a tract. But you know, there's a lot of people, they need more than a tract. Remember the Ethiopian eunuch?
Yeah.
He had Isaiah 53 and he was reading. He said, understandest what thou readest? How can I except some man guide me?
Yeah.
And he needed a preacher. So God sent Philip the evangelist and he preached to him. Yeah. But you know what? Those people in Papua New Guinea, those people in Indonesia, those people in Australia, they need a preacher. Amen. They need a voice.
Yeah.
Amen. God calls men to preach.
Yeah.
Calls missionaries to go. That's God's program. Amen.
Yes,
and I'm going, Lord willing, to continue to have a part in that program.
Amen.
Amen. How shall they hear without a preacher? Boy, that's so important. And you know what? God uses all kinds of people.
Yes,
amen. Amen. You know, Brother Burden, I got tickled. He's just a country boy. Can you hear that accent? I understand him, brother. He's just a country boy. God uses country boys.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yep.
You see, God's looking for something on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? When a missionary comes, I try to detect their heart. Amen. Not where they went to school. Amen. Or something like that. But do they have a heart for those people? Amen. And are they going to go over there and stick it out and stay and preach to those people? That's important. Amen.
Yes,
amen. So they need a preacher.
Amen. Yep.
Praise God.
They can't get saved without that.
Yep. That's right.
I remember I was in Romania and we was over there 2 weeks. And I got to preach one night. They showed the Jesus film and then they let me preach. And they, of course, they translated. And I never will forget. The guy said, if you want to be saved, stand up. When I got through preaching, there was an 80-year-old woman that stood up and said, I want Jesus in my heart.
That's good.
Wow.
Amen.
That's worth going halfway around the world.
Yes, sir.
just to see that one lady, 80 years old, stand up, and because she's not going to die and go to hell. She's going to be in heaven one day. Amen? Isn't that great? Isn't that good to know? How shall they hear without a preacher? And then here's the part that I want to get to it. How can they preach except they be sent? Now that's us. You know, now I'm going to tell you this. God only wants you to do what you can do.
Amen. Yep.
That's right.
Especially starting out in missions, you just start where God leads you to start. And then next year, if God leads you, you raise it. And next year, you raise it. And next year, you raise it. And next year, you raise it. If God leads you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if I was a young man and I was a businessman, I'd get into missions. Because I thank God, God's looking for some men that'll be businessmen that'll make money for God. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We got a man in our church gives $300 a week to missions.
Yeah.
A week. I don't give $300 a week. How does he do that? He didn't start that.
Amen.
He's got a business, and God has so blessed his business, and I'm going to tell you, he writes that check, and you are to see how God has blessed them.
Amen.
God's good.
I sit back and I watch our people that give to missions faithfully, that really get a heart for missions, and see how God blesses them. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They drive new cars all the time. Amen. You say, well, how? Because they're giving to missions.
Amen.
I got one man usually carries $100 in his pocket. When a missionary shows up, he gives it to the mission.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, God can enable you to do that if you'll be faithful.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't think when he gives that $100, it hurts him. He's not saying, this is my last $100. No, that's not it. I think he has it abundantly. Amen. But how shall they hear except they be sent? Well, you know what? If you can, I don't know how many missionaries y'all support, but however many, it's worth it. Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you are being a blessing because every church does their part, it puts them on the field. Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, we have missionaries come to our church and they say, well, we go to churches, they don't even talk to the missionaries. It's like the missionaries got the plague or something. And the preachers don't want to have faith promise. And I know one preacher, he says, no, we can't afford faith promise. Brother, you can't afford not to have faith promise. Amen? Because the more God blesses your people, their tithe goes up. Duh. I mean, I'm not the... Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But giving, how shall they hear except they be sent?
Amen.
Now, we used to have a man in our church. He's older now. He moved to Fort Worth because of his health. But he was really instrumental in promoting missions in our church. And his name was Raymond. I won't tell you his last name, but his name was Raymond. And he was always trying to tell the preacher, we need to take on more missionaries. Or we need to give to missions. Or we need to take care of this missionary.
Amen.
And when a church begins to think like that,
Amen.
God can begin to work and to bless in that church.
Amen.
Well, Raymond, he was a body car man. Repair shop. You know, when they had a wreck, he fixed them. I lost my word there anyway. But anyway, and he fixed wrecked cars. Amen. You got it. And he sent his son to college, and his son came back, and his son was taking accounting. He said, Dad, what kind of retirement plan do you have? He said, I don't have one.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying don't have a retirement plan. He said, but I don't have one. He said, my missions is my retirement plan. And he believed that.
Yes,
amen. Because he'd been giving and faithful. He was a drunk when he got saved, when he got right with God. Yes. And he hated missionaries, but when he got right with God, he loved missionaries.
Yes.
And by the way, if you don't love missionaries, you're probably not right with God. Amen. I just thought I'd let you know. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Because God loves missionaries. Yes. Amen. But anyway, Raymond said, missions is my retirement.
Yes.
Well, Raymond got old. He sold his business. Before he sold his business, though, there's a company wanted to put a tower on his land. And so he sold them a plot of land no bigger than this room right here. And he gets money every month because they put that tower up there.
Amen. That's right.
Yep.
And then he had an old friend that he had befriended and Raymond had to take care of him. He gave him an oil lease.
Amen.
Worth a lot of money.
Amen.
And then his wife, her uncle died and left him even more money.
Amen.
You say that's an accident. I don't think so. I think Raymond really believed God laid on his heart. He said, God, you take care of missions and I'll take care of you. Amen. Now I don't say that to do that to everybody, but that was what God led him to do. And you know what? He's still being taken care of today. Amen. He's not hurting. Amen. He lives in a nice house. They drive a nice car.
Amen.
His health's not good. But it's missions.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
God has so blessed our church. I went by yesterday and I saw a little sheet for the offering the last Sunday. Our general offering was $8,000 last Sunday.
Amen.
$8,000. It's usually average $5,000 a week. And I shake my head and I say, but Lord, we're not that big. Lord, we're not that big. But the missions, I forgot to look at it, but I'm sure it's probably about 3,000. That's every week.
Yeah, man. That's good.
And sometimes I've seen as high as $7,000 in one week. Just missions. I'm thinking, how in the world? You know what? I had to give the glory to God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Right.
Not to men.
That's right.
Not tell our people. Don't get too proud.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And I won't tell you how much we've given over the years. You know, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. But it's God.
Amen. That's right.
And the widow lady that gives a little bit, $2, $3, $5, it's just, it adds to it.
Amen.
Right.
And she's doing what she can do. Last year we gave $143,000 to missions.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
What if every church did that? Now I realize all of them can't. But there are bigger churches than ours that don't give that much money.
That's right.
But what if, you know what we could do? We could put more missionaries on the field.
Amen. Yep.
Yes, sir.
We could put more. We have a man's coming to our church. He's going to join. His son is a member of our church. He lived out in El Paso. He loves missions.
Amen.
I wonder why God sent him to our church. He sent us another family, the Klein family, and you know, they drove 30 miles from Bowie, Decatur to go to our church. For over a year, they finally moved down to Decatur. He gives to missions. He loves missions.
Amen.
Why did they show up at our church? Then we got the Wyckoff family. He used to be a missionary in Mexico. Got a bunch of kids. They all give to missions. Why did God send them to our church?
Come on. There it is.
Yes, sir.
It's good.
Because He knew what our church was going to do.
Amen.
He knew what our church was going to do with the money.
Yep.
Amen? We're going to give it to missionaries.
Amen.
Almost once a month, maybe not quite that, we'll just give $1,000 to a missionary that needs something. We're fixing to help the guy in Siberia. What's his name, Joyce? Heron. We're going to send him $1,000 to help buy his car. And I'll go in the meeting and I say, fellas, I think we need to send him $1,000. And before I get it out of my mouth, preacher, I'll make a motion. Yep. And before he's quiet, none of you says, I second the motion. I said, well, all in favor vote.
Yeah, man. That's right.
That happens all the time. Amen. Now, if I would have said, give me a raise, well, they might not do that. Amen. But to missions.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Amen.
It's up there. And by the way, the ones who do that are the ones who give.
Amen.
Woo! I've been so fortunate. I never preach much about money. I make no big appeal when we have a mission conference. I don't beg people to give. I don't think you should beg people to give.
That's right.
They just give. We just trust the Lord.
Yep.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Now, every once in a while, I'll have new Christians come and I'll preach on tithing. Now, I say, if you don't tithe, you're only hurting yourself.
That's right.
Because what's God's doing? He's cutting the faucet up here. Hey, there's one up there. And he'll cut that faucet off. Amen. And you will struggle and struggle and struggle. Your car break down. Your doctor will get it. Your dentist. Oh, the dentist will get it. Amen. Amen. But if you tithe, I believe that's the best financial insurance you'll ever have. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to quit. I could preach longer, but I'm going to quit. I want to tell you this. It's a privilege for a church to have a missions conference and to support missionaries.
That's right, brother.
It is a privilege.
Amen.
And so catch the spirit.
Yep.
You say, well, preacher, I don't have much to give. Why don't you pray, God, help me give what I can and watch the Lord. See if the Lord won't help you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
God's not broke.
Amen.
God is not broke. And I think you can get ahead of God, and I think you can get behind God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But God's not broke. And He promised, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Now that's Philippians 4. That's a mission giving church. Now let me ask you this and I'll be through. Are you absolutely positive, 100% sure, if you died, you'd go to heaven?
Amen.
I would not, if I thought for one second that I wasn't saved, I'd be saying that man, I'd say, show me how to be saved.
Amen.
I am not going to gamble with my life.
Amen.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to hell for anybody.
That's right.
I'm not going to hell for the rock and roll crowd.
Amen.
I'm not going to hell for the beer joint crowd. Amen. I'm not even going to hell for the good old boy club. Amen.
That's right.
I'm going to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Are you?
Amen.
Are you really saved? Only you know.
That's right.
Only you know. You know what? I believe my wife's saved. She says she's saved. But I'm going to tell you, only she knows.
Right.
Only Brother Fogg knows if he's saved or not.
That's right.
You better make sure.
Amen.
Don't you gamble with your life. And then if you are saved, is your life counting for God? You know what will help you? Get a copy of those mission letters.
Yep.
Everybody's got phones now that takes pictures. Go up and take a picture of those people on it. Put them on your phone. And then go through it every day. Lord, would you bless them?
Yeah,
Lord, would you supply their need? Lord, would you help them? Wouldn't that work?
Yes, sir.
I believe it would.
Yes, sir.
That's important. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we love you. Please help us today. I just simple message, God. But Lord, missions is so profound. And it's such a needed thing today in our country. And God, I pray that these people would catch the Spirit and that you would bless them. The Lord bless the invitation. Now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Preacher, would you come, please?